Hey, it's your boy Delirious Devin here.
Coming at you live, Lambo Lamb out here.
Jacob, the fucking Jack Rabbit Robinson.
We're just chilling out tonight, drinking some brews, drinking some vodka.
Booze, because you gotta get that ooze.
Yep.
Alright, we got the Tanqueray gin here.
Tanqueray. So we've been playing Black Ops lately.
Yep.
And we've been playing the new modes, and we've been really missing Ambush, man.
Yeah, dude.
Like, they need to bring some new modes back to the gameplay.
Such a good environment for the modern day. I think it's going the
right
motion.
Maybe take out vehicles? I'd like to see that adjustment.
Yeah, at least in, like, the special game modes, take out the vehicles. Like, Ambush, when you just have sniper rifles... I don't think there's any need for four-wheelers
or SUVs, or any vehicle. Yeah,
maybe helicopters, but, you know.
Helicopters, because you can't run into something with that. That can just help you travel far, and I can get behind that.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So what kind of mic are you using lately, Liam?
Mic? Oh, I'm just using my PS4 mic, dude. I'm poor as fuck.
I mean, I'm out here trying to get that sponsor, boy. I get you. Jake, what kind of mic are you using lately?
Oh, we're just using the Turtle Beach's standard edition low, cheap volume.
I'll use my Razer mic if they sponsor me.
but fuck them if they won't.
Okay.
Right?
One thing I want to understand is... what do pro people use versus a different pro using a certain type of speaker? And
I really think it comes down to like personal decisions.
Like pro gamers, MLG.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
I think it really comes down to preference.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, most things gamers do comes down to preference and what makes you most comfortable while playing the game.
Right. Like, I just can't stand that person that has that echo in their voice chat that I can't stand.
Dude, you know, that was you
exactly,
for 4 months.
Exactly.
You're using that high school computer lab speaker.
Yeah, I couldn't stand hearing that you hated that, you know, and so I had that speaker that was just so,
nobody wants to hear themselves speak, you know?
Right. Yeah, like, I was getting annoyed talking to
you. I went out
here myself, and I was like, God, I'm starting to hate my voice.
Yeah.
I went out the next day to get some Turtle Beaches, and, you know, so.
It went to town, we saw a cokehead.
Oh, well, that's a different story. I didn't want to get into that.
No, let's talk about it.
So we go into the GameStop, right? We're thinking, let's get a video game. You know, we look at Tamriel online for Elder Scrolls. It's $4.99.
Yeah.
We're in there, and these two girls come in, and we're like, all right, you know, like, this is no big deal. First off, we walk into the store, there's nobody. It's just us. Mm-hmm. So we walk over to the PS4 games. We're checking them out. Two ladies walk in. We think nothing of it, you know?
Did they look young? Like,
they looked like the girl could have been 15. 12,
it was 13.
The girl could have been 15.
Yeah.
At the earliest, the other girl could have been. She looked 18
because she was with somebody. Yeah. That looked a little bit.
It looked to me as if they were together.
Yeah.
But I didn't think anything of it. You know, it was just like
none of us did. It was nothing.
And so we go about it, and then all of a sudden I see this guy walk in. He walks in. The cash register dude goes, hi, are you looking for anything? Can I help you? You know, good. You know, this guy's got the job for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, no, I thought these places were all closed. I saw them walk in here and I followed them in here. First red flag.
That's a big red flag. Right?
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So we sit there.
I'm standing there.
We
with
sit
you,
there man. And I am completely, like, I don't mean to say this, but, like, Jake, I was
we
ignoring you. I was
thinking the same thing.
I was completely listening to what was going on.
Right.
And I'm concerned, and I hear him go, how old are you guys? And the girl that he's talking to, she looked like 15, but she goes 18. And I hear her say this, and I think, okay, at least she's of age. Mm-hmm.
I heard she was 12 when she told that guy.
No, she said she was 18.
Okay.
But she said she was 18.
Like, I thought you were a lot older than I assumed you were.
He said,
and I'm like, oh my God, that seems so freaky.
He said,
anyway,
he goes,
she looked young.
She looks young.
Yeah.
And he goes, you're 18. Oh my gosh, you're a lot older than I thought you were. Can I get your number? And I'm like, second red flag.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not good.
No.
You know, and then he goes,
so you then look she goes, than 18.
She goes, no, you can't get my number. And then he goes, will you take at least my number? And she goes, no. Then they leave the store.
He's still standing there going to the demo playing station.
Yeah.
And he's playing fucking whatever is Mario on the screen.
Kart. Yeah.
And
Mario Kart.
And
Mario
he Kart still is like, did you think those girls were hot? Like, as we're walking out or something? Like, I don't know what he said to us.
He said, okay, something. Directly, he said this. He said, yeah, that girl had a huge mole on her face, and I was doing it as a favor for her. So I asked her out, and she wouldn't take my number. So I was like, fuck that bitch.
Oh my god.
That is what he said word for word.
How did you hear
to
that?
To me.
That's just an excuse.
A stranger.
Out with
him. I do not know him.
Yeah, exactly.
He said that to me.
Yeah.
And he was casual, like,
dude,
this is fine.
That's.
This guy was on meth.
That is the adventures of GameStop, man. None of you should go to GameStop.
Not on the east side of Traverse.
Just buy your games offline. Dude.
Seriously, I'm not trying to get promoted by GameStop. I'm trying to get promoted by PS4, and GameStop is not doing it for me.
GameStop is going out of business.
They're promoting a violent industry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I could sell my online games, I would.
I mean, you can't help who comes into your store, but...
But you can kick out the ones who do.
Out, and they didn't kick him out.
We left before he left.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watched him.
Yeah.
To make sure he was not a human trafficker.
Yeah.
We got in our car and literally pulled up to the street and watched this motherfucker.
Yeah. But nothing happened.
What you guys are doing is sick.
I will put it into perspective. We walked out of GameStop. Devin and I were together. Went back to my car, and we saw them drive away safely, the two girls that were inside of GameStop, and we were driving around the next little bit of parking space, and then we came up to a stop sign, and we saw the same guy walk out of GameStop, the guy that was in GameStop, and comes out.
The cokehead.
Yes, the meth addict, who knows what the fuck he was on. Sorry for the language. But he is walking with sunglasses and a backpack, and he looks all straggly. And
but the girls were okay, right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all that matters.
But yeah, exactly. But we saw this guy walk into several different stores, yeah. So who knows who this guy is? Who knows what he's done?
Yeah.
But if you know anybody that is suspicious, absolutely.
Call the police.
Yeah, report it to your local dispatch, yeah. You know, and,
that's
you know, take
news.
Care of your own, you know.
Just, and if you see somebody in that same situation that those girls were in,
absolutely.
Be sure,
you know, you
be
stay
sure.
To hang around.
Just to
yeah.
Look after them. Man.
Yeah,
they
like,
are fellow human
yes,
beings.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the, that's the least you can do. Just make sure they're all right. And, like, if somebody seems, like, creepy or suspicious, just,
you know,
like,
just report it.
There's no
yeah,
judgment.
Like, there's
no
at least
judgment.
Tell the
is
employees, you know,
reason.
Tell the clerk, whatever. Just make sure they're all right.
You know, or...
There
you
is
know,
no shame all right, in hanging out 5 minutes longer than you expect.
Well, I think
exactly.
The most important part of this is if you
no,
call
well,
and
the
you want to
the most important part is there's no shame
yeah.
In hanging out 5 minutes more than you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. You can always look after somebody
we decided
yeah.
Long before that happened
right.
That we weren't looking for games.
Right.
We but, were there for those girls.
Yes, but... If you're going
and
to
we
report
made sure
something,
they were
you
right.
Don't want to be,
yeah.
You don't want to
yeah.
Be, you know,
that sounds a little off.
It just it's like, remain
you
anonymous.
Went there for games,
you,
but then you saw
remain,
those girls,
yeah.
And it's like, all right, now we got to look
you
out.
You want to remain
we don't enough. Have to,
no,
but
no,
like,
but these,
a lot of
this guy looks,
we're,
to
yes,
remain
this guy looks certain.
You should be sure
yeah.
They're okay, yeah.
We could have left.
That's
we
just the way of the world, you know?
We could have left.
You see somebody in danger, you help somebody.
We, I literally felt... And I don't mean this in a bad way, but I felt like I needed to stay there
yeah.
Until I knew those girls
yeah,
were
sure.
Out of there safe.
All right. We're here on the crime podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, but...
But no, we're speaking some real stuff right
yeah,
now.
Man, this is the truth.
We're just talking like,
with Devious Devin, Lambo Liam,
and...
Jake the Anonymous Robinson.
He's anonymous. What's his name? Jacob Robinson.
You're Jack.
He is the Jack off Robinson.
He ain't so anonymous anymore.
We're here.
And you're queer. No, I'm just kidding.
Just Devin.
Just Devin.
He's a queer. No, I might be gay.
No, I'm just kidding, guys. No offense on that.
I literally don't know. My girlfriend would probably
it's fine, be mad. We're just recording.
That was a great... Can we listen over that?
No, we got 10 minutes
We're going. Still going, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, this is... Podcast go for an hour. Dude, we could talk about anything. What do you guys want to hear us talk about? I mean,
we're still talking about Blackout. Liam, I'm interested to hear.
Ask me, Devin.
Where is your favorite place to land in the Blackout map?
In Blackout?
If you were going from any direction.
Solo.
Where is. No. With the group.
With the group.
You like quads. You want to go with your guys. You want to make sure everybody has location.
Okay.
If you could land in the perfect location, where would it be, my dude?
Honestly, I would say Hydrodam.
Yeah?
Because I feel the safest at Hydrodam.
Because of all the new floors they've added?
Not necessarily. I mean,
no?
Before the dam broke, it was like, you know, like guaranteed safety.
Yeah.
Unless you saw somebody, you felt really good landing there. But now, I even with the dam broken, I still like landing there because I feel like not a lot of people think of that.
And you know, I'm going to say I do like... The fact with the added dam layers.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It adds more loot.
More loot.
I'm all down for that.
There's more for you to get. Yeah. I get that.
And if you get in trouble, you can just fucking bounce and jump into the water.
Yeah, some more.
They might shoot you, but at least you have a chance to get away.
No, I think you could get to the other swim tower before you got real damage. But no,
I'm still feeling the dam, dude.
Yeah, no, I like it.
No matter what.
Hey, Jackrabbit Robinson.
Still feel safe over there,
guys. Well, we got the dam committed.
If you went over to Rivertown, okay, so there's a concept.
Don't get me started on Rivertown.
Going with you, you know, and there's a concept of,
okay, where
either going to ditch you at Rivertown or you're going to go to Fracking Town.
We're not asking.
So there's that.
We're not asking.
The Fracking Tower or the turbine?
No.
So you are
the Jackrabbit's off course. Liam, would you ask me where I'd like to go?
All right. Dirty Devin. Devious Devin. Delirious Devin. Any nickname you want. Where would you like to land in Blackout?
You know, if I had to choose one place.
Where would that be?
It'd probably be construction.
Construction.
You know, I'm going to tell you why.
I mean, we're partial to that.
Not for the obvious reasons.
Right.
But
he went there.
He went
But I'm gonna tell you that I like the loot per square inch.
Yeah.
You know you're guaranteed something there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, no matter where
you
land.
Close quarters. You gotta fight for it.
Yeah.
You're gonna get something.
But you're gonna get something.
Oh yeah.
No matter what.
You might get a 50 cal.
So I like that. I like the fact that when you're within close quarters. You can have your teammates back. They can be downed, but you can pop that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also like the multiple floors. So
multiple floors.
So you can see somebody on your radar.
Exactly.
But they may not necessarily be near you. Yeah. You have an idea that they're there. I like that a lot.
You got the top three floors in the main construction, and then you break down to the other level because it's two buildings like, right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got like another two or three floors.
Two or three floors.
At the other side.
I think it's three,
yeah. And you can look down, you can just shoot them or whatever. But if they're like taking cover, you can just regroup with your friends, revive your friends. And if you have... the top advantage, you're good to go. You know, you got that fucking high ground.
Height is always...
High ground always wins.
High ground always wins.
Most of the time. We've had some blackout games where we've had the low ground. We fucking take control. Fucking Devin grabs a purifier and blows some guy out of his ass.
Game's
over. Smug.
We win.
We might win a couple of games, but we're no professionals hearsay, but you know.
Yeah, no, we go for a win out of every 50 matches.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Trust me, guys. We don't win as much as we should, but when we win, we win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That purifier match, that was my only kill.
Yeah.
Dude, it was game winning kill.
Awesome. I was on the nerves. I was nervous the whole time.
You guys were down.
We were both, me and Jake.
And I'm like,
we were both down. We were watching him. Devin fucking, he had the fucking flamethrower smoking somebody's ass. The guy wasn't going down. I was just laying there like, what the fuck? Is Devin going to get shot? But no, eventually you see that number one victory, dude.
Yeah.
That's the best feeling.
Nothing honestly. Like it. When you survive
the
two, The end.
It, everything goes quiet, and you hear the...
Yeah, whatever. That music.
Yeah, yeah.
You won.
You won.
Dude, that's so good.
I have 32 victories in total. These guys have 40s. Nah. I'm fine with that.
Nah, I mean... Dude, we all play.
Nah, nah, you do.
Nah, I'm at max level, bitch.
Sorry, you're gonna win. We're actually thinking about. We're going to Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, we're soon. Switching over to the old Tamriel Online.
And if you'd like to follow us, I am Scissor Queen.
And we got, I am Wiener Butter.
And we got the newcomer.
I'll be
Frosted Dong.
Tomorrow.
Come at July.
Catch me up tomorrow. If the name's not taken, I'll be there. But just, you know, I really like talking to you guys. So,
aw, good dog.
Fuck you, pussy. All right, hit me up. Follow my Instagram, Young Nasty Man.
Hashtag YOLO.
Hashtag Young Nasty Man. No, it's underscore Young Nasty Man.
Hashtag.
Yeah, underscore. All right,
thank you. Underscore the hashtag.
No plugs.
We get our weed from ourselves, nigga.
But we might
grow
keep
it.
Talking. We might keep going.
I don't smoke.
We should keep talking.
I don't smoke crack, boy. No, dude, I'm good.
Dude, I ain't fucking around with no bitch.
Dude, should we make this like an hour long podcast?
Yeah.
We do some
dude, can we
right
listen
there?
To what we just said?
No, we're still going.
We're just gonna keep. Dude, we should
you,
just keep talking.
If you do not show me what I just said,
you're gonna keep we're going. Done. All right. We're still recording.
Jake, no, I don't want to
hear. So you can.
We'll keep talking. Dude, this is a podcast. We just talked.
We're 16
Jake,
minutes in.
We're Joe Rogan look, right now. Look. It's only 16 minutes.
This is where we're at.
I'm at. All right.
Jacob, what do you want to talk about now?
So, Jacob, if you had to choose your best place to land in solo when you are alone,
solo
no help, out. Where is your place of landing?
Where the stinking crevice
what is
like
your strategy?
I would go to the States, okay?
Yeah,
States.
And why?
Oh, that's
why?
That is unorthodox, right. Folks. Okay. Why would he like to land there? Let's hear.
I want to land to the States, and I want to go right in there to the top fucking room because billionaires lived there before this whole conspiracy of the whole blackout began.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, so. Liam!
No, why? Do you really want to
there is a true story behind blackout.
Okay,
I believe that.
Because
of the destroying of the dam, the destroying of the map, I believe there is a true story behind blackout. So I go to estates because always,
riches.
At your estates, riches. You have the richest sure. point in the map, and you're going there, and you sit there at that estates, and you look at this dam break.
We
got to
win there.
And oh yeah, my God.
We
do
you died,
see this thing
we,
won the fucking city?
We
you know what I'm
won
saying?
There.
So
we got the circle.
If
every
I
time,
was a
won.
Rich person and I had a lot going for myself, and I had to
what's
choose where I was going to land,
yeah,
I would choose
the whole time.
The estates.
He's
that was
good, sweet.
I would
sport.
Land there and I would sit there and I would go. Where are my?
All right, Liam. I've got to ask you. I'm curious. Where
Devin's taking over the screen?
If you took a duos match, you and a random, mm-hmm. and you knew that he would follow you.
Yeah.
Where would you go to get the best loot for you and him, and why?
The best loot?
For to set up the match.
In the state that Blackout's in right now.
And with the damaged dam, cargo docks wrecked, where would you go?
Best loot?
To set you guys up the most. Maybe not best loot. But best loot for you.
For me?
For your playstyle.
I mean,
and a partner of random.
Okay.
Does that
for,
make a difference?
Yeah.
All right.
For the best loot I've seen, it is the neighborhood above Turbine. Up north.
The trailer park?
Yeah.
Type
no,
deal?
Up north to the left. You got the big house, and then you have, like, eight other little houses.
There's, like,
very
eight,
north.
Eight,
north
eight, there's, like,
eight
trailers, and then
trailers
one big building.
Big house,
yeah.
Yes. You get the best. This guy's trying to wipe my face. What is he getting?
Don't help him wipe your face.
No, no offense about it. I ain't gay.
We like
it. I love you guys. Rainbow flag, for sure, yeah.
Okay. Yellow.
Faggots. Just kidding, I love gay.
We'll edit that out. Anyways.
That's post-production.
So you'd go to that
anyways.
Like, nine-pack right there, huh?
Yeah, nine-pack. All right.
And that would be just to get you guys the best loot. You think...
This is near... All right. This is why I'm saying this, Devin.
Okay.
This is near...
Yeah, why?
This is near hijack. This is northwest to, you know, what we're talking about. If you don't black out, you know where we're talking about, Northwest. It's the neighborhood up north, you know, and you got 8 houses, you got another house in the back, then you got a garage, then you got the main house with, like, 2 floors. The 2 attic. Floors. Yeah. 3 floors.
Three floors and you count the platter. Yeah, with the attic, yeah.
And then you might have a supply drop, which Devin was lucky the other day. He found that before us. He got a fucking paladin or some shit out of there.
Fuck.
And then...
I got the purifier. I got the purifier that won the game.
And that's what won our match. Exactly. And then you run fucking, 300 meters, and you got 2 office buildings. And you got a whole nother supply of loot, dude. And if that doesn't cut it, you go to your left... And you've got the hydro dam, and you've got 4 towers of loot.
And you can fly pretty far from up there, if I'm correct.
Yeah,
If you need to get to the zone, and that storm is catching up to you, if you need to get a ways, you know, it's not the best situation, but you can fly quite a ways and get a far ahead.
And there might always be a boat there. There could be. There's cars, there's boats, dude. And,
I know there's a full wheel up by that, like, security fence.
And if shit doesn't go right, you better find fucking Outlander.
Yeah.
Because
Outlander, I sincerely believe Outlander and Consumer could win us the game.
Oh, yeah. We were sleeping on that shit. We never did that. Like,
I looked up the perks the other day, and like, dude, those perks are seriously overpowered, and we could win the game without a kill.
Yeah, Devin, Jake, a month ago, we never did, like, any perks. We weren't even thinking about perks. But now we're like, all right, we gotta get Outlander every time. We're like,
Outlander.
I gotta get Outlander. Yeah. I gotta get Outlander. Just in case. I always throw that on it. Yeah. I throw an Outlander. I always throw it.
Dude, Outlander is the shit. Like, half damage. As a
consumer, you gotta fucking heal. Keep healing yourself.
And it's half the time.
Yeah, dude.
Even trauma kits, dude. You're like,
so good.
Let's go.
So good.
Oh, all right.
No, just you two. You two.
We're leaving the audience out? We'll take them with us.
Yeah. All right. So, it's Devious Devin bringing you the travel method, and we're heading out to the garage for a smoke of 2.
We got Lambo Lamb coming outside. Jacob the Slicky Robbie. Yeah. He's a slippery bitch, but he wants a smoke.
Let's go get a smoke.
Is that what
we're going to continue talking about Blackout, if you do not mind.
It doesn't matter what we say. Really? No, right, Devin?
Yeah.
Are we going to post this?
We could if it's good.
This isn't live, right?
No.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not live, Jake. You thought this was live the whole time?
No, we're just recording.
No, all right. You thought this was live the whole time?
Yeah, dude. No.
No, dude, I was scared because,
Dude, I was just scared. Yeah. Dude, this is so fun. Podcast, dude, imagine how much fun this is.
So we can edit this out. It's no big deal.
We can edit anything out.
We're going to get back to the podcast. Right. Here we are, J-Dog, Lambo William, Devious Devin, back in the garage. Here we are. We're about to decipher some blackout methods.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to go into Jake with the first round question. So in Bounty Hunter, where would you land to try to get your supply crate to get that sword right off the bat and give you the upper advantage against the other players? Where is your place to go, J-Dog?
I would land at Turbine. And I would sacrifice my life and my teammates before I fucking...
Just to get that sword and that level 3?
Yeah.
Like your team fight.
I will sacrifice everybody just to fucking get the 1-up.
I would go to Turbine.
Fuck for everybody.
The main fact.
It's not gonna just slice some mofos.
You're a dick.
I can't stop but
I will sacrifice everybody.
As long as I land somewhere, I'm taking it. Yeah, dude. That is
fuck
good.
You.
Fuck.
Fuck you.
Alright.
So.
Alright. We'll see
you there, bud. We're getting back to the podcast with Lambo Liam, Devious Devin, Jack Rabbit, Jacob Robinson. Here we go with the next question. Here we go from viewer 5 out of Mississippi. Here we go. What's your question, viewer? All right. We're going to need you to know, Lambo Liam, where do you go when it comes to an open quads match and you need everybody to survive?
I think I've already answered this, buddy. But
duos.
Duos. Me and my buddy in duos. I think I'd go fracking tower. Land.
Why? Ask your question.
Why? I would land south end fracking tower. Okay, trailer to trailer.
All right, so where would you go if you were looking
That was a slow subject.
If you were looking for a submachine gun type setup, you know, you want your Spitfire, you want your Damon.
Six pack.
Yeah?
Six pack.
That's where you'd go for your close encounters?
I'd go six pack. For the folks who don't know what six pack is, that is the little, well, now it's eight pack. It's eight buildings between construction and firing range, roughly. Right. Array, yeah, between construction and array. If you want some quick, I mean, you're going to have to fight some other people, but if you want some quick fucking fixes there, some submachine guns. I mean, really, you can fight anything technically, but mostly submachine guns, some Damons, some MX-9s, some fucking, even if you think you might find some fucking, the other ones, I don't know, I can't think of their name, but you might find them.
All right, so Jacob, what is your perfect ending situation for the circle? If you could pick the circle to end
Lighthouse.
Anywhere in the map, not that you like, but would be best for strategy, maybe hiding, maybe staying alive, where would you pick?
If you had a sniper rifle.
No.
If you had the right situation, assault rifle, submachine gun.
It does not matter what gun you have.
It doesn't matter really where you are.
Okay, then.
It really doesn't matter what your situation is, but if I had to pick the perfect situation, it is behind Turbine. It is where that desert is.
Desert.
You have a long angle at someone coming at you. You know they're coming at you. I would invest in a lot of things going into somebody who knew that the enemy's coming at you.
All right, we got a viewer question coming in live. Hold on one second.
Let's hear it.
All right. One moment. Okay.
I get cut off for the record for a lot of things.
Okay.
My name's Jake fucking Robinson.
Okay. Okay.
I don't listen to nobody. I'm
so if you guys were on a team together, duos, between the two of you.
Me and Jacob fucking
Robinson? Yes. Right. You and Jacob fucking Robinson. Right. You two were on a team together. Okay, the viewer is asking, when you get to the final circle, how many people do you need left to feel comfortable? Between
one.
The both of
I'd say,
one.
Five.
One.
I'd say on the counter.
You need, okay, so
on the counter, you see seven.
Okay, so on the counter, you see seven.
So that'd be five people that we have to kill.
Are you feeling comfortable with that, Jacob?
I'll be comfortable with five.
It sounds like you're a little nervous and only need one
because
person.
You know that's a couple teams that are random. Or
what do you say?
A few randoms.
What do you say? Say it in the microphone.
I say if anybody given the competition, I would do one. And I would compete against anybody.
For sure.
Right now.
Compete.
I will compete you.
I will compete against
you.
You
will be fucking dishonored by whoever your fucking collector is.
I will hunt down every last fucking single player out there, and I will kill you. I'll throw my concussion at you. I'll throw out my trophy system just to be safe, and I'll be all right.
Say it to the mic.
I am a god.
Jesus Christ.
You fucking psycho.
I am God.
Honestly, we're going to ride the circle and we're going to wait.
What the fuck? I am
God. We're going to ride the circle and we're going to wait till everybody dies. And then we're going to kill the last person alive.
You're not God.
That's the final circle for us.
Okay. So we're coming at you live with a viewer question. Jacob Robinson, you're playing solos, okay? You run into the circle. You see a firefight. What do you do?
I think he's shooken up. He's got PTSD right now.
You got me tripping. Say something, you crazy.
I think he stays back next to the storm, waits for it to ride
out. My guess?
And kills the couple last players.
Let's see what he's got to say.
Maybe we win. Comes
live.
Maybe we don't.
J-Dog coming at you live, taking over your TV screen.
What does he do? What does he do?
Final circle.
What does he do? We're going to find out right now, live at Seattle.
What do you do?
Still waiting on an answer, folks.
You gotta say something.
Radio silence.
Okay.
I think he died.
You're off the show.
I think he lost that game.
You're off the show, dude. It's all right. You had a good run.
All right, folks. It's down to two members. Delirious, Devious Devin, and Lambo Lamb.
All right, I'm out.
Jake Robbie is,
manager, supervisor.
He's our manager. He couldn't answer a question, so now he's gone.
He is G-O-N-E gone.
G-O-N-E gone.
That's right. So, William, now that it's just you and me.
What do you want to hear? What's up?
All right. So, how what do you think about the new games coming out, brother?
Right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not particularly myself. I'm not finding anything too over the top making me want to buy it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of games right now coming.
I mean, they have Days Gone out.
May 2019. But,
like, I watched some stuff, and, like, I'm not a fan personally, bro.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I'm not going to buy Days Gone because I've heard too many bad things, too many bugs, too many glitches. Just not fun.
What have you heard?
From Days Gone?
Yes. What have you heard is going wrong with that game?
I've heard
right
now? There's too many glitches. I've heard it's boring.
What do you mean it's boring? Because a lot of games can be considered boring.
I mean, you shoot zombies and you get way too many glitches. It's just a generic story. It's not worth your time.
Yeah, it's not worth the $60
they're
trying to get for it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what you're putting down.
I wouldn't pay $60 for Days Gone, folks.
But would you pay maybe $25 for Days Gone?
Maybe.
What would be your top dollar for Days Gone?
For a zombie game like Days Gone?
For exactly the game Days Gone. If you could buy a brand new... What would be your top dollar to buy it? What would be the most you would pay for that game, brand new?
Maybe $30.
Maybe $30.
I'd pay half price.
And they're asking 60?
$60, yeah.
So you really are not a fan.
No, I'm not a fan.
So,
yeah.
Days Gone.
Days Gone
working.
In the trash.
Not
I've heard.
Working.
I've heard better things about World War
what?
Z.
You know what? I have...
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
And I've watched some videos.
It's like Left 4 Dead.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
That looks pretty sweet.
It does look fun. Yeah.
You know what? You know what video game I'm kind of excited for?
What's that?
It's kind of a throwback.
What's that?
Crash Nitro Circus Team Racing, man.
Are they bringing that back?
Dude, it's coming out July 31st.
No way.
Trying to get that sponsor. Dude. Send it out, Crash.
Crash. Yes. Right here.
Lambo Liam and Devious Devin.
I grew up on Crash Bandicoot.
Dude, so I'm hoping that's coming out July 31st.
Dude.
So if we can get that. Dude,
is that Naughty Dog still?
Yes, and it's multiplayer.
Oh,
you can play online with your friends. In
Naughty
the
Dog, please sponsor us.
No problem. You can even cross play
dude.
Between Xbox and PS4
PC. Oh,
and PC.
No shit, dude.
All three.
Fuck yeah.
No joke. It's dude. Got the trifecta down. This game is worth your money. You should buy it.
Dude, we're gonna be playing Nitro fucking Crash. Crash Nitro, whatever it's called. Sorry, guys. I love you. Naughty Dog, I grew up on your games. Fucking Crash, Crash 2, Crash 3.
Alright, is Devin back in this house?
Devin's gone, so we're all here.
Alright.
We're just chilling out.
So... The next game I'm excited for.
What's that?
You know, honestly, I'm a big fan of the Elder Scrolls. We got the wiener butter in the house. He is Jacob Robinson, none other than. We got newcomer, Frosted Dog.
Frosted Dog.
He's coming to the table live tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Please.
We'll be up here real quick.
Do not take the name. Thank you. And to finish it off, we got Scissor Queen.
Scissor Queen.
I'm all about getting that action, baby. You know, I've been grinding since day one. Just out here trying to get that medal.
Yeah.
Trying to get that award. Wiener butter!
We got you, wiener butter.
You lint licker.
You lint licker.
Who you called a cootie queen? You lint licker. I'm doing good.
All right, boys, we're going to take a quick intermission here.
Are we?
Are we?
No, amazing. Let's talk about some more games.
All right, what do you want to
say? So, what if I am under the understanding that you are a PS4 owner. Am I correct?
I own both.
Yeah, you own both?
Yeah.
So, if you had to pick a PC that you have the most fun with, not based on programming.
A console.
Just what system you have more fun playing.
Yeah.
Whether it's with people, whether PS4. It's without people.
PS4.
You would say it's PS4.
PS4, for sure, yeah.
And why?
Well, because, I mean, one thing. Don't interrupt me. One thing. Somebody might be, like, a little, what do you call it, biased over here. But, no, I wasn't, trust me, I was an Xbox guy first because I was all into Halo. But Halo's been very slow lately. So I decided, my buddy was telling me, dude, you got to get the PS4. We got to play Black Ops 4 together. I was like, all right. So I just bought PS4. Dude, ever since I bought my PS4, dude, I understand how much way better PS4 is. I've been having so much fun on PS4. Not just because I have friends. They have way better exclusives. Like fucking God of War. Fucking, what's it called? Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
All that shit.
They have way better exclusives. It's
way better exclusive than Xbox.
Dude. I second that. You know, and
PS4.
But you know what I would even argue is, personally, I'm a big fan of the Mario franchise.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I could get behind the Nintendo Switch.
Nintendo Switch, yeah.
Just because of that.
You know what?
But I am a PS4 owner.
Can I tell you something, Devin?
Yeah.
I want to buy a Nintendo Switch just for that Zelda game.
I want to buy a PS Switch just for all the Mario games.
Dude, Zelda, what's
the newest Zelda? I like Zelda, too.
What's the
newest
Zelda? I'd buy it with them. What's the name of it?
It's not Zelda Gold anymore. It's...
I forgot the name of it. I'm sorry.
It starts with a W, right? It's like Varden something?
No, it's a simple name. I just forget it. But it's just like Skyrim.
I'm Googling
like,
you
find your own weapons. You find your own outfits, dude.
It's an
open world.
That's my phone.
Dude, I am down for that, dude.
I'm Googling it.
I've heard so many good things about it.
What year did it come out?
2017?
Breath in the Wild.
Breath of the Wild, yeah. Breath of the Wild. That's what I'm talking about.
And that's the game that you could buy. You know what
I would buy a Switch just for Breath of the Wild.
You know what I would buy a Switch for?
Mario Honestly, Kart.
Mario Kart and Mario Party.
Yeah.
Because Mario Party,
have fun with your
you
friends,
can get
dude.
Drunk as shit and play with your buddies.
Exactly.
And be like, let's play this motherfucker.
That's what Nintendo is. It kind of
yeah.
Like you can just have fun with your friends.
So like honestly, I am a PS4 owner and I'm an avid PS4 user.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great for personal use.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm in a situation where I'm trying to have people over.
You want to have a party
I
want a
Switch.
Yeah. Nintendo Switch.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
You could seriously be like, hey, who wants to play Mario Kart? And everyone's going to get down.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mario Party.
It's a classic game.
Even Super Smash Bros.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people can get fucking down.
Dude, I've played that. I still don't even know how it works.
Me either. You just hit buttons, but it's fucking fun.
Trying to knock somebody out of the map.
Yeah.
I still have fun on that, no matter if you don't know what you're doing.
You don't even have to know what you're doing to have fun in that game.
It's still fun.
That's how good Smash Bros. Is.
Yeah.
Like, Mario hasn't... I'm going to say they've had some duds.
Yeah.
Like, the Doctor games and the bullshit, like, little games they came out with that you could just plug into the TV. That's all horse shit.
Yeah.
But, like, your real Mario games...
Yeah, yeah.
Those... Those changed the gaming industry.
For sure. I mean, just party
games. Did you know the reason there are bosses in games is because of the first Zelda?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The first Zelda initiated a boss fight at the end of the game.
That was the first one to do that?
Which started everybody contributing boss fights to rounds.
That's cool. That's what started the whole fucking... Boss battles, dude. That's cool.
So Zelda has done a lot more
than anything
than people think.
Honestly, yeah.
Dude, like
my dad, he's 55, and the first game he beat was Zelda.
Yeah,
and that was back in the fucking 80s. And he doesn't play video games now, but that was the first game he beat, and he still understands video games.
Mm-hmm.
He just can't play them because he gets motion sick.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe if he played them more, he'd get used to them, but he just doesn't really care. But,
yeah. Dude, he could be our fourth member of the A-team.
Fucking blackout. Blackout, man. Get my dad on blackout.
Yeah. No, but, like, I get it. Yeah. So, Jake, if you had to pick your dream console... We're opening the garage door out here in the garage. It's your boy, Shame Dog, Lambo Liam, and Devious Devin coming at you live.
Garage opening
live. It is 12:30 at night. Jacob, if you had to pick your perfect console,
what
would it be a mix of any of them, or are any of them perfect to you as is? You want my sweater?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I think the Grand Theft Auto 4 physics
console go is in. What we're talking about.
Not what I'm talking about.
Take the manager out of this. Liam, if you had to pick your perfect console, Grand Theft Auto. All
right, Jake wants Grand Theft Auto. I mean, you can have that on any console.
I want Grand Theft Auto 4.
That's not a console. That's just a game.
Pick a console.
Alright,
console.
It's fucking obviously, the PS5, obviously. It's gonna come out.
Not
next.
Yet.
The next Grand Theft Auto is going to come out on the next generation.
Alright, your manager's fired. Get him out of here.
I think you need to reconstruct what you're thinking about, buddy, because.
I can walk home from here.
Right? Yeah, take a step.
Honestly, I couldn't give a shit about either console. I just, you know, I've had the most fun on PS4 because that's what my friends play, so. But I know Xbox, you know, we got Halo Infinite coming out next year, dude. It's gonna be fucking fire as fuck.
Is it? Hell.
Yeah.
I think Sword Against Sword will be a very good game. But
Yeah, but that's not gonna last.
It's not gonna last, and you know what?
Battle Royales will not last.
Say is nothing.
So. No. Fortnite is at the end of its life.
Apex Legends is already dead.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Apex Legends, it started off bigger than Fortnite, obviously, because it just came out of nowhere, but it's already dead and below Fortnite.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe that.
It's not going to last. It's already dying. And, like, the Battle Royale, I'm tired, personally, of the Battle Royale fucking franchise, or whatever you call it. The genre. Yeah. I never liked Battle Royale, except for Black Ops, because you get to play with your friends, you know. I mean, any game you play with your friends, you have a lot of fun.
Dude, that's why you need Tamriel Unlimited. We could just grind together.
Yeah.
Dude, I seriously was walking around last night as Scissor Queen, just lighting shit up, motherfucker.
Any game you can grind with your friends. Peanut butter just is slicing fun.
And dicing.
Yeah.
It's wiener butter coming at
why
you.
Why not?
Live.
Thank you. But
why'd you open the garage?
Can you close it? Can I close it?
I think our podcast is kind of fucked by now.
We're doing good.
We're still doing good. Sorry, folks. I keep talking shit about the podcast, but I love you guys.
You guys are my number one.
We get some fucking mishaps here and there. Somebody keeps fucking up, and the other guy keeps fucking up. But, you know, I'm still going strong.
You know what they call him?
I'm just kidding.
Liam the Limbo Lambo Lamb.
No, I'm seriously. We're all chilling. We're all having a good time.
Jake the Jack Rabbit Robinson, he's about to hop out the stairs and tell you guys what's up. He's about to give you his overall description of Rocket League. Coming at you live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So that was Rocket League from Jake.
That was...
He pretty much has no opinion.
You're not going to be a part...
Can you not have fun? I mean, man, we're trying to have fun on the fucking...
It's Steak Friday.
We're trying to have fun on the fucking... It's Steak Friday? We're trying to have fun on the podcast right now? And you're kind of fucking it up.
It's Steak Friday.
Guys, this is like our second inaugural Steak Friday, and this guy's kind of fucking it up. Like,
dude, I'm...
He really won't cooperate with our podcast rules. He's just sitting over there.
It's Steak Friday.
Yeah. I mean, he's just kind of being a fucking weirdo, so...
Steak Friday.
Type in the chat how you feel about that. Give us some donations.
It's Steak Friday, dude.
Give this guy a big F.
Would Jacob the Jackrabbit Robinson, would you buy a Nintendo Switch? And if so, what is the max price you'd pay for the device with
that is a
all the exclusive games?
Great question.
All the exclusive great games that are coming with it.
Devious Devin.
Oh, you want to be delirious? Devious. Either is fine.
Right. Devious Devin. I had to check with him.
Jack Rabbit, what is your answer?
Jack Rabbit.
All right, I'm going to Lambo.
He's holding up Ace.
Lambo, if somebody came to you,
all right.
Okay? So hear me out.
Give me the scenario.
There's a genie.
Okay.
He comes to you and he has a Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you can pay whatever you think this is worth.
Mm-hmm.
And he will know your realistic answer. What would that answer be? What is for Nintendo Switch with the game, the exclusive games that are coming with it? You know, you got some fucking classics.
For a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
What would I pay for a Nintendo
Switch? What would you pay for the system? And if you buy the system, you can have the games that you would like to go with it.
Right, right.
So you just think about the price of the system right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. I would probably pay $200.
$200?
I would pay that.
You know, I'd say 250, so I agree with you.
Because they don't have all the... Mm-hmm. They don't have the biggest... what do you call it? Library of
They
games.
Do not still have the it's, Call of Duties. Yeah, you know, they're not intense.
So I, much smaller yeah. than Xbox and but, PS4.
But you know, they still have that good house play game.
I've honestly want to play Breath of the Wild because that game looks so good. Zelda? Dude.
And any Mario game, I'm
any not. Mario, dude, it's just fun, dude. But dude, honestly, Super Mario Galaxy, top dollar,
did
I'll
you play those
200.
On Wii?
What's that?
Can we just take a little sidebar?
Mario
did
Kart?
You play Super Mario Galaxy on Wii?
I did not.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, Super Mario Galaxy and Super fun? Mario Galaxy 2.
I heard good things.
Those games were the games that made the Wii.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, those games were so... Yeah. So, the way you would want the Wii to work, yeah. if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That game, they knew how to make the movements the way you would...
controls and stuff.
The way yeah. you would want yeah. to move in yeah. those situations.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was electrifying, you know?
Yeah.
I was really satisfied with the gameplay.
I feel like Nintendo is more of like a party system. Like, have your friends over and mm-hmm. play with that. Unless they have like their... A couple of, like, own titles, like Zelda, Breath of the Wild, or,
any of the Marios.
I can't think of anything else, honestly.
Any of the Marios.
Yeah, any Mario, them. Like, solo game, like, maybe Mario Galaxy, but... Breath of the Wild, I just heard great things about that. Like, that was a good Zelda game, dude.
Dude, I've heard the great best. Things about the new Mario There's Kart been. That came out with it.
Yeah.
And apparently, there is a feature now where you actually get to fly some sort of paraglider...
In what was
in it? Mario Kart.
In Mario Kart. Oh,
so, yeah. like, you go through a zone, and you have to choose and customize your paraglider, and then you get to use that paraglider in certain situations
mm-hmm.
to get to the next zone. So, depending on what you pick, can help you in certain situations.
Yeah, yeah. That's
you know what I mean?
Customization like that is cool.
Yeah, and that's you can get the wheels customized, you can get the body customized, you can get the drift customized, and the, I forget exactly what it's called, but it's like the tail fin on the car.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Like the after, like the trail that comes after you, or like the spoiler?
Like the spoiler.
The spoiler?
Spoiler.
Okay.
Yeah, and it creates slipstream. Drift, so those are connected.
Yeah.
Slipstream? Is it between
so the slipstream racer? And that are connected because it changes
creates a different one.
It changes your spoiler and it changes those.
The slipstream, okay.
Yeah.
Alright. Can I move on to a different topic?
Yeah.
How important alright, we're on a different topic right now. How important is customization to you guys in video games? Like player customization and weapon customization.
So I'm gonna tell you this right now.
What's that?
I was playing with the Jackrabbit Jake Robinson last night in Elder Scrolls. Mm-hmm. Okay? I was done customizing my character.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck what he looked like.
Really?
I made a ginger mohawk mustache, handlebar mustache.
Just like
guy.
A joke character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never take my character seriously. I want them to look goofy.
Right, okay.
Because I think it's funny. Somebody sees guys that. In that situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but it did take the Jackrabbit upwards of 5 minutes.
What do you think about character customization in video games? What's your take on that? Is that, like, important for you, or?
I don't find the importance of video games, to be honest. Right now, I don't.
Alright, well.
This guy.
I'm sorry.
This guy's kicked manager. Off the podcast.
You're a terrible manager, dude.
You're supposed to be caught me at like 30 minutes in long thinking, man.
Alright, well, I'll be honest. For me, in a video game, the one thing I look for is customization because I want to make my character as unique or as cool as possible. Like, if you can unlock. You do a challenge or something and you unlock like armor or like just something that makes your character unique. I'm so for that, dude. And, or like weapons or anything. But more armor because I'm just into the fucking visual.
You know,
I love the visual
state of the game. If it was anything like Grand Theft Auto 4, the graphics and the physics of Grand Theft Auto 4, if it was anything like that in the future, I would play it.
Yeah.
Anything like Grand Theft Auto 5, that fake falling and stuff, you know, I don't like it. If it was a straight Grand Theft Auto 4 physics all the way around,
I remember Grand Theft Auto 4,
but I am not putting my money into something that is not distinctively fine.
Can I take us on the back trail?
Viewer discretion advised. Keep it a real simulation.
I'm gonna take us to the back burner real quick.
I don't
and bring you back to a flashback with Devlon.
Let's go. Back.
Here we go. So do you guys remember being? Probably 12, 11, 13-ish.
I can remember that.
We were Jake's dad's house upstairs. We would sit for hours trying to jump out of helicopters and land on the spike in Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, yeah. Just, we'd try to kill ourselves in cool ways.
Yeah. We'd jump out of the helicopter and be like, who can die the best?
It's kind
of
fucked
up. But we would do that for
was
hours.
So fun. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Hours.
My God.
Hours of that.
That
yes,
makes man. My day, man.
Dude, we used to have so much fun.
We had so much fun
in
with
GTA
that.
4.
I love you guys.
We had the most fun. You
know, we had the most fun.
Yeah, we were just literally getting car
just
chases.
A nonstop.
Car chases,
for
grenades,
parade.
Being like, let's fucking go.
We got 5 stars, let's push it. Oh, man. That was great.
I don't have it. He has it. He has it. He took it. I don't have it anymore.
It's out here somewhere.
I feel me. I don't have it, man. He took it.
We still got the podcast going. No, we should probably shut it down. Should we?
No, not yet.
We can keep going?
So, Liam.
All right, folks.
If you were playing Xbox.
All
right. Avidly. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the game of choice and why?
On Xbox?
Xbox One, baby.
Honestly, there's not a game of choice on Xbox right now.
Really?
That's all I can say. But the same goes for PS4.
Yeah?
Really, there's no exclusives for either console. Have been a major
multiplayer game that keeps you, or just even single player, that has kept you connected. It doesn't matter either console.
I will only disagree on the single player part. I will agree with multiplayer. There's no revolutionary multiplayer game out there for either console, sure.
Exactly, yeah.
But single player, I will say I like the fact that PS4 reinvented Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, but that's on Xbox.
And Spyro.
They're both on Xbox.
Really?
Yeah. Got him.
We're going to delete this part in the morning.
I have Crash Bandicoot on Xbox One, folks. Rights were sold.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
That's just the truth, though.
No, it's good. But they're making more money. It's good to find that out right now. You know, this is good live feed.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the people want to hear.
This is what they want. Truths being told.
Yeah. You know, I thought something was one way. You proved me wrong. That's fine.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Prove me wrong on something and I'll be happy, dude.
I'll be happier. Because you're
next
fucking
week.
Frank.
Next week. Next podcast, folks. Listen and find out.
Fucking prove me wrong, dickhead.
This guy's flipping me off right now. He can't see it.
Fuck him.
I'm doing the same thing.
So we're Nazis here in the KKK. Dude, come at you live. It's J-Dog.
Jacob Nazi Robinson, Liam Verruckt-Lam, and Devin fucking Hitler.
Devin Hitler Lion. Whoop, whoop.
All right, we'll cut that last part out.
Oh, it's fine. We'll keep recording. It's
just
live.
Say hi, folks, and keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping.
Obviously, that was a joke. But not really.
But not really.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
But I was. But I wasn't. But I was. But I wasn't. But I was. But I wasn't. What do you think about that?
I think.
I'm serious.
Are you guys ready to watch me? I'm gonna hang myself with that hook.
All right. All right, folks, we're going to watch Devin hang himself live. listen in and see what happens next. He's putting up the old Werner ladder. Green with some silver steps. He's extending the old lateral latches. We'll see what happens. He's going up there. It's
getting up to the top rope.
It's a little hook, but I think it'll do the job.
At any point, let's quit this.
As long as he hooks it in the right place.
Alright, he's well committed at this point. I say we.
Alright, guys, I'm going to have to end this right here.
He's at the top rope. He's at the top rope, bitch. Guys,
two steps away from near death.
Put him down.
Oh, shit. He did it. All right. Oh, shit. Cut it. That's not funny. No, he's still alive. Just kidding. He's dead.
Way better.
I don't really know how to end this.
All right, well, guys, we will see you next Friday on Friday Grill Masters with JD. We got JD. You're JGR.
That's it.
Well, goodbye.
Give us a second to turn it off.
I didn't turn this thing off.
It wasn't live.
Really, yeah.
That was live.